Are you feeling ready and rearing to go and all prepped?
Yeah, absolutely. I've trained, I've put the boat together. I don't think I can actually do it anymore. I feel ready, I feel confident mentally, physically. And I just want to get to the start line now because, yeah, I can't really do any more. It's just a waiting game now till we get there.
For you, what's the reason behind this? What's the real point of doing this?
I've always wanted to cross an ocean because I love the water, grown up with it all my life. I want another big adventure. And a lot of it's to do with awareness for dementia, because Mum was a sufferer for 17 years, so that's a big thing, to raise money for Alzheimer's Scotland, which is actually just as important to me as actually doing the crossing.
Mm. What does it take to get this to the start line? What goes into getting a trip like this off the ground and onto the water?
It's two, three years of preparation. It is absolutely, it's epic. It's a journey in itself to actually get to this position with doing courses, deciding what boat you want to have to actually use, the training you have to do. You know, you've got to prepare your body for, you know, what it's about to do. So, yeah, it's almost 3 years of constant work. I mean, it's relentless, but it's been really, really rewarding for me because everything I've done in the past I've had to finance myself, but this one, because of the nature of it, I've had to find sponsors. So that in itself has been quite a big challenge for me, to get out there and speak to people to see if they'd be interested in supporting in what I'm doing.
So what's the reality of being out on the water going to be like, do you think?
Do you know, every day I think it's going to be really, really different. There's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days, there's going to be emotional days, there's going to be days when, you know, you've got big seas to deal with, you know, you've got to cook your food in all kinds of conditions. But again, the training prepares you, and speaking to people that have done it in the past are kind of sort of the key things to help you get there safely.
What scares you about it?
Do you know what? Nothing at the moment, because of the stuff I've done in the past, and I know if you start putting fears in your head, they can actually become a reality and they can plague your mind, and sure enough, it'll happen. So, no, I don't have any fears in my head at all. I'm just out there to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it every second of it. I know there will be scary moments, there's no doubt about it, but at the moment... you can ask me that when I've done it. What was the scariest things?
You'd be like, let me give you a list.
Let me, yeah, I've got a list.